mobilization. And one of the arguments that even them as the opposition PF, or at least a faction of it, have complained about is that when there's something that's happening that's brewing that will be that's going to destabilize them as a party.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is leading that movement of destabilizing the party seemingly gets a lot of it's easier for them to do that. It means going to registrar of societies, having police presence, when they're having some of these meetings. That's what they have pointed to, and they say that is why they're convinced that the government is involved. They made reference to people like Mr. Mao Sampa, made reference to people like Mr. Robert Chavinga now, who they feel things the environment is conducive for them to just ruin themselves as a party, and that's why they feel the government is involved. But the government has come out and said, we are not. It's just your internal issues. You people are fighting among yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So don't blame us for the fight that you're having. Sort out your issues internally before you involve us.
Yes, but Mr. Lefuka himself has called on the opposition parties to get their houses in order. So he does know that there's a bit of confusion there. Before you shift the blame onto government, the opposition parties themselves have got issues that they need to sort out.
Hmm. And they need to deal with that
first
before they can point any fingers at anyone,
yes.
Right? All right, Chela says, good morning. Democracy thrived at its best during the reign of Levi Mwanawasa and Rupia Banda. Three main political players being the MMD, PF, and UPND. Then came the PF, who worked tirelessly to destroy the MMD. Now the UPND is methodically killing the PF. Democracy is a myth.
Robert Mwewa says, good morning, Chimweka and the Duchess. Please let the PF do introspection and organize themselves internally and properly before they start seeking to address rallies. That's Uncle Bob in Ndola.
And Nate from Chingola says, good morning, Chimweka and the Duchess. Democracy in Zambia is more like a demo, not democracy. It's a demo. That's what he says there. Well, thank you for your messages and your calls, your contributions. Generally, let's keep the conversation going on our WhatsApp line, 0978-895-895. Mr. Ruben Lefuka, who is a governance activist, was commenting on this, is in our main news at 8, which is up next with Paddy Mugando.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMZ, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliro boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Energy Minister optimistic the country will see improvements in energy sector next year as various solar power plant projects near completion. Governance activist urges opposition to put house in order for 2026 election. And in global news, Netanyahu does not rule out further strikes on Hamas leaders abroad. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Energy Minister Makoso Chikwete has expressed optimism that the country will experience significant improvements in the energy sector by 2026, driven by the completion of various solar power plant projects. Mr. Chikwete says some projects are expected to wind up by December 2025, while others will be finalized in early 2026, bringing the ongoing load shedding to an end. He has told Phoenix News that what has delayed citizens experiencing the benefits of Zambia's solar energy investments is the construction of the plants taking long to be completed. Mr. Chikwete is, however, positive that with advancements in technology, the construction period for these solar plants will reduce going forward.
I can't ramp all the projects in one time frame because each project has got different construction periods. So this is how we must understand. But our commitment is to make sure that from 2026, we must see a very big difference that has been contributed from the solar power plants that we are constructing.
Governance activist Ruben Lifuka is calling on opposition parties to get their houses in order and prepare for the 2026 general elections. Mr. Lifuka is concerned that the opposition, particularly the Patriotic Front, PF, is far from ready to compete effectively in the elections and hopes the former ruling party will soon identify and rally behind a leader who can ensure a strong opposition. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lifuka is of the view that the UPND government has contributed to the instability of the main opposition by not providing a conducive environment for opposition party mobilization. He says the UPND government has continued using the police to deny permits to the opposition to hold rallies, thereby stifling their ability to engage with supporters.
Ideally, we would like to see all the political parties, particularly the major ones, the PF in particular, needs to put his house in order. And one hopes that this will happen soon. They can elect a leader, they can rally behind the candidate, so that 2026 we have a good slate. But it's also incumbent upon the ruling party, the UPND, to allow political parties to organize. We've seen an endless approach of denying them permits to organize, permits to hold rallies. That's not good for a multi-party democracy.
Government's push to formalize artisanal and small-scale mining, particularly in the gold sector, has continued to attract support following the recently held unprecedented IMSACA in Lusaka. At the event, President Hage Geingob told delegates that mineral wealth must translate into jobs, safer mining practices and improved livelihoods for Zambians. According to the Emerald Production Watch of Zambia President Musa Kafimbwa, this move is welcome as the recent discovery of gold tenements provides an opportunity to put the IMSACA resolutions into action. Mr. Kafimbwa tells Phoenix News that Zambia remains underdeveloped due to over-reliance on foreign operators and has urged citizens to take greater control of their resources. He has applauded government's decision to appoint ZCCM Investment Holdings to spearhead formalization of the gold sector, saying Zambians must regroup to ensure maximum benefits from the country's minerals, which he described as the nation's future.
It's about our government trying to support licenses given to their people. It's the same scenario across Africa. It's now time for us to wake up and realize that they are solid enough and we can't develop without our minerals. No land in this whole world can develop without appreciating the godly given resources. So for Zambia, into our next budget, the consideration could be that how do small-scale license holders and artisanals survive? A moment they survive, multiple lives are surviving. Government will survive too. No foreigner whatsoever will make our coffers fat.
Land governance activist Archie Mulunda has backed sentiments by House of Chiefs Chairperson Chief Jongo, advising against titling traditional land unless it is in public interest, saying such a move will safeguard the interests of Zambians. Chief Jongo has urged traditional leaders to ensure that customary land is not converted to titled land without a valid reason, stressing that land should not be sold but allocated freely to Zambians regardless of their ethnic group. Reacting to this statement, Mr. Mulunda has suggested the creation of mechanisms that allow families or communities to retain shareholding in investments, including public-private partnerships that emphasize local benefits. He notes that customary land preserves the family, community, and indigenous Zambians' interests, which must be prioritized before allocating land to investment projects, particularly those owned by foreign entities. Mr. Mulunda has emphasized the need for consensus among communities, traditional leaders, and the central government to avoid disputes and prevent unfavorable displacement.
It is always imperative that there is serious involvement and consultation, okay, of families whenever chiefs are trying to, you know, release land, allocate land for large-scale based investment. Key thing is to consult. Not only consulting, but involving these families in decision-making. You know, that is good leadership. And